You know, I was researching the art of the deal, and I thought, you know, we were listening to Coach Anderson from Oregon State talk about scheduling philosophies. I heard an interview with Urban Meyer about scheduling philosophies at Ohio State, and he said, hey, that we need to play a couple of those Power 5-type non-conference games to get people's attention because we can still have one loss and get in the CFP. And I know you are out shopping for a game, Kurt, to fill the Boise State schedule out, and I know at least 2019 and then maybe 2020 and beyond there's one or two. But when it comes to the philosophy of scheduling, you know, how does Coach Harsin play into this, or, you know, frankly, any of the head football coaches that, you know, are, that are in that position at the time?
Well, great question. Here at Boise State, you know, our head football coach has always been very involved in the scheduling. You know, at the end of the day for us, the most important thing to us is making sure that, you know, we're doing what we can to try and win a conference championship, which enables us to be considered for, you know, one of the six bowl games, in the new year. And so that's always the first goal, Jeff. But as you know, the conference schedule is set and we've got to be prepared for that. And so in terms of the non-conference scheduling, I think, you know, there's got to be some balance in there. You want to play, you know, hopefully one, maybe two, Power Five conference, teams. And since we've already got BYU on the schedule, you know, through like 2023, we kind of look at them as one of those schools. And then, you know, going forward, we've got, you know, Washington State, Oklahoma State, Florida State, Oklahoma State again, Michigan State. So those teams coupled with BYU kind of fits that bill. And then we try to fill it in with, you know, some schools, in the non-Power Five, you know, schools like Marshall, UConn. We've also got Virginia in 2017. So we just try to do a little bit of a mixture. I don't think we want to run the gauntlet, you know, in the preseason because we want to be as prepared as we can be for our conference schedule. But it's a balancing act, and Coach Harsin and I are very involved in those conversations. I want to make sure that, you know, he's comfortable and where we go and when we go and, you know, how much travel's involved in the non-conference. There's a lot of things that go into it.
Kurt, before we move forward and continue to talk about the schedule, I'm curious about BYU. If they end up in the Big 12, is there a possibility that goes away? Are you kind of planning on that? Have you talked to anybody about that? Or do you fully expect them to be on the schedule till the end of the contract?
Well, I expect them to be on it, Mike, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if that were to happen, that Tom might reach out and see if there's another way to go about this. You know, the nice thing about that game is not only is it becoming, you know, for us a great rivalry, but it sets up perfect demographically. I mean, you know, it's a quick flight. We would even consider at times, you know, busing over there. We've actually bused to Utah State in the past, as you guys know, but on top of all that, it's great for our fans because they can get in a car and drive over there. And usually when they come here and we go there, it's a sellout or it's close to it. And so, you know, I would hope that BYU and Tom are still comfortable with this series. And, you know, at least for now, I expect them to stay with the contract. But you know, who knows? If that were to happen for them in the Big 12, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there was an additional conversation about some possible changes going forward.
Kurt Abse joining us, Boise State's athletic director, here on Ask the AD. Just hashtag Ask the AD. Kurt, back to the schedule for a second. And the Mountain West Conference schedule, right now, San Diego State, Nevada, and Fresno are off the rotation. And does that come back like 2 years you'll play Hawaii, UNLV, and San Jose State home and away, and then it comes back to San Diego State, Nevada, and Fresno? Does it in those groupings go back and forth, or is there some other crazy rotation?
Well, that's the rotation now, Jeff. So, you know, in 17-18, then we'll revert back to Fresno, Nevada, and San Diego State, and then 19 and 20, back to San Jose, UNLV, you know, so it right now, if I'm not mistaken, I think there's 4 years left on that rotation. So there's one more rotation of those schools starting in 2017. And so in 19 and 20, we'll just see. But I would expect that for now, you know, to at least be a part of the same rotation. But that could certainly change. And, you know, maybe it just switches to the other three teams in that conference. But as you guys know, we play half of the you know, the teams in the West, 1 year, and then the other half we don't. So that could certainly change. But for now, the rotation is kind of what it is.
Yeah, and I wonder how they work out where you start, like with San Diego State, Nevada, and Fresno. If you look at the last time you played those teams, was it home and away, and then you go the opposite direction, or does it even matter?
Well, what I can tell you is, I've got it here in front of me if you just give me a second, but in 2017, right now, we are slated to play Fresno State and San Diego State on the road, and then Nevada at home. And then in 18, obviously, that switches. So in 18, then we would have San Diego State and Fresno here in Albertson Stadium, and we would go to Nevada.
Huh. Oh, that would be interesting.
Yeah, sometimes, to be honest, I think they throw it in a, you know, they put it into a formula that they do, and it kind of spits it out. It's not something that I think they do from a strategic standpoint. It's more of a luck of the draw, and that's just how it ended up for 17 and 18.
Well, I'm just looking at the 2017 schedule. I'm seeing Washington State, BYU, San Diego State, and Fresno, all road games, and you know, given everything with your opponents and what's going on, that's difficult. Then on the other side of that coin, I look at 2018, and all of a sudden you've got Oklahoma State coming in and Fresno and San Diego State.
Correct.
So there's also the other side of that coin.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a mixture. You know, hopefully it lands to where it's good for us competitively, travel-wise. And then on the other side, you know, our fans want to see attractive teams in Albertson Stadium, and you kind of hope it falls that way. We really don't have a lot of, you know, leeway on the conference schedule. Sometimes we can play with the dates because of non-conference games. You know, BYU throws a little bit of a wrench into some of the schedules in our conference because, as you guys know, you know, a lot of those games are in October. They're not in September, so that does get in the way of conference scheduling a little bit, but they seem to be able to work around that, so that's been helpful for us.
And in looking at the game with Virginia in 2017, next year, Kurt, right now scheduled for the 23rd of September.
Correct.
Prater and I were ad-libbing that I thought this was the first non-conference, Power 5, non-Pac-12, regular season game in Albertson Stadium.
I think that is correct.
Okay.
I think that is correct.
It took me a while to say it.
God,
but that's
you,
a long...
You put a lot out there for me. I need to make sure I listen to all that, but I think that's correct. Now, you know, what's nice is that's going to obviously dramatically change with schools like Florida State and Oklahoma State, Michigan State. You know, we've got Oregon State starting in 22, I think it is. We're on the road there. UTEP we have coming in, which hasn't, you know, been in Boise for a while. You know, way back in the WAC day they came in. And so Marshall is a new school that hasn't been here for a long time. I think there'll be some interest there. And so there's some exciting scheduling, you know, down the road for us here at home, which is great for our fans and our team.
That's the AD with Kurt Apsey here on Sports Radio, The Ticket, Case and Prater at Beef O'Brady's. Kurt, looking at the 19 schedule, unless I'm wrong, that is your first opening right now.
Correct.
And you've got another game to fill in there. You've got a road game at Florida State and BYU, a home game against Marshall.
Yeah.
If past formula holds true, is this a Group of Five Sun Belt type school or another conference?
I would say that's probably the way that we will go, Jeff. And you know, the thing is who knows, you know, going forward with conference you know, affiliations and how that may change. I mean, who knows how this is going to look three seasons from now. And so I'm still kind of holding off to make sure that we've explored all the options. But, you know, the goal would be to, you know, try and get an attractive, probably non-Power 5 school in 2019. And then maybe, you know, that would be a home and home. So in 19 and 20, we would try and take care of that. And then, or 19, it could be 19 and 21. The thing that is a little interesting in 2020 is, you know, we have Florida State and BYU in Albertson Stadium and then Marshall on the road. But I think if the conference schedule comes out how it has in the past with Hawaii, 2020 is also the year that we go on the road to Hawaii. And if that were the case, you know, we actually might even try and consider having a seventh home game. We'll just have to see, you know, kind of how that plays out. But that's a, you know, another possibility of adding, another home game in Albertson Stadium in 20, and that is certainly something that we consider. The only thing that I get a little concerned about is that, you know, when you're playing that 13-game schedule, if you can't play that game in late August, you kind of go that route without a bye during the season, which can be difficult. So, you know, you got to weigh that a little bit too. But yeah, more than likely in 19 and 20, it'll probably be a home and home against, you know, someone from the non-Power Five, based on who we already have non-conference.
Kurt, obviously you want a very competitive and fair schedule.
Yeah.
But you also talked a couple of weeks ago about the late-night kickoffs, and you felt like it's not working. You were going to be more boisterous down the road. Do you look at maybe one of the – because there's not a lot of things you can do. I mean,
You're
kind of tied to this contract. Is one of the options that you could possibly look at in terms of 2019 – instead of just having that Marshall home game and a Group of Five game, bringing in a more quote unquote attractive opponent and maybe bring in a Power Five team?
I think that's a possibility, Mike. You know, it's something that, you know, when we start going down that road from a competitive standpoint, you know, obviously Coach Harsin is going to be involved in that decision, and it really is looking at the whole schedule and making sure that, you know, we're not setting ourselves up for failure here. I mean, we want to be successful. We want to have tough opponents in the preseason with still the goal at the end of the day, winning a conference championship. And I think you just have to weigh, you know, everybody you play, not only who you play, but where you play them. And so in that year, there probably is a little bit more flexibility, even though our home schedule is going to be quite a challenge for us with Florida State and BYU coming in, you know, at least they're at home. So that year is certainly one where, like I said, there might be some flexibility for us, and we could look at something, you know, like you mentioned.
Kurt, when do you start shopping, per se, for 2024 and beyond? From looking at the schedule, that's where all kinds of openings start coming up. And as you assess the marketplace with Conference of Palooza going on with the Big 12, doesn't that kind of quiet the market down where you can go out and talk all you want, but guys are like, I don't know, when until the Big 12 settles what they're going to do, we're not doing anything.
Well, and I don't, you know, I agree with you, Jeff, completely, but I don't even think it's just about the Big 12. I mean, 2024, you know, that's 8 years from now. Who the heck knows how this is going to look? So to be honest, I would rather not shop those years right now. I'd rather wait a little bit. Now, that doesn't mean we're going to wait until, you know, 2022 to figure out those following 24 and 25. But I'd like to wait a little bit and just see how this whole thing shakes out, because I think, you know, changes seem to come about us every single year. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. You know, and who knows, when you schedule games 7 and 8 years out, you know, who knows if they're even going to happen based on what happens with conferences across the country. So I tend to probably be a little bit more patient to kind of see what shakes out before we move forward that far away.
It wasn't like the Michigan State game, though, like a 6-7 year out commitment in Florida State, too?
Yeah, it was, but you know, if you look at that whole Michigan State thing, that's a long way out from 22 and 23, and that really stemmed from when we played them. You guys can maybe correct
13?
Me. Was it
13?
I think. So that was kind of in a sense part of that deal, and
wow.
You know, that's 9 or 10 years out, and I know this much: ADs and especially football coaches are a heck of a lot more comfortable scheduling something 8 years from now, and there's not as much panic going into this game like that. But you know, how can you pass up a Big Ten home and home? And so we were able to ink that, and we did that as quickly as possible. And that could certainly be the case in 24, 25. But I just think more changes coming, and I think we just need to be a little patient.
Kurt, is there some kind of bulletin board somewhere or exchange where all teams can tap into schedules and have it all kind of mapped out, that this, they've got an opening here and these guys are looking for a game there?
Yep.
Or do you just have to grind it out on your own?
No, there's a software package that we actually buy. In fact, every team in our conference buys it, and most of the schools across the country. It's called Gridiron, and it actually is run by a guy named Dave Brown. I don't know if you remember Dave Brown from ESPN, but Dave was with them for 28 years and separated with them a year ago and started this new software, which is really unbelievable. It shows all the schools at every level across the country over the next 10 or 15 years, who has openings. So we have a really good idea about, you know, who needs a game. It talks about who wants a home, who wants an away, who wants a guarantee, you know, all kinds of options. So we certainly start there, but we go through the Gridiron software. You know, we've got relationships with folks across the country and coaches and athletic directors, and a lot of times they'll reach out to us. You know, a conversation usually happens with the football coaches, and, you know, but with that one goal in mind at the end of the day is, from a non-conference standpoint, we want to try and set ourselves up to where it's challenging, yet we want to keep our focus on that conference schedule and making sure that we're in that championship game at the end of the year.
Kurt Apsey, our guest, Ask the AD every Thursday at 5 here on Sports Radio. The Ticket, Caves and Prater at Beef O'Brady's. Kurt, as it relates to where the buys fall, mm-hmm. how possible or impossible is it to organize that?
Well, it's random. I can tell you that. You know, in fact, Coach Harse we were at a football coaches club lunch today, and, you know, when you have a bye in the third week of the season, he looks at mm-hmm. that bye a little bit different. You know, it's where maybe you have it 6 or 7 or 8 games. That's just a complete week of almost just mending your players and resting. Whereas this one, you know, you kind of feel like you play 2 games and then it's a little strange to have a bye. You don't have, you know, that wear and tear on the guys only 2 years or two games into the season. So it's more about just getting better and sharpening our skill. And so that practice or that week is a heck of a lot different than a bye that's maybe towards the middle of the season. But that's a random selection as well, just like the conference schedule is in terms of when you play people. And so it just kind of falls where it falls.
Kurt, I wanted to get to this labor law issue. And
yep.
you were quoted, I think, in the Idaho Statesman, looking at what this number may be, that you weren't panicking. You were still working it out, per se. We're getting down into a 60-day window. I know our company is meeting all about this as well. What is the impact on the coaches and their staff? And,
yeah.
And what will happen there first?
Well, the coaches are exempt from this because they are labeled as there's a label in there in terms about whether or not your job has a big component of instruction. So coaches are actually not a part of this. So we don't have to use them in this formula. Where it really affects them, Jeff, is all of the support staff that we have. So, you know, media relations people, video, equipment folks, academic people, our trainers, all those people are involved in this. And where that really becomes difficult for us is, you know, as you guys know, half of our business is event driven. So a lot of these people are not only working their, you know, their 8-to-5 normal day getting ready for events, but then they actually have to work the event. And the other thing that's included in there, which even creates a bigger challenge for us, is you got to count travel as well. So,
wow.
You know, you've been on those football trips. We take mm-hmm. 6 trainers with us and wait staff and all these people who are still on the clock. So we've really had to dig deep into, you know, first of all, just identifying the people that are going to be affected with it. We've also got to take into consideration how much it's going to cost us, because we've got to be careful there. And then we've got to worry about, you know, what kind of support can we still provide to our coaches and our programs without breaking the bank. And so it's a balancing act for us. And, you know, it's certainly not an easy task in terms of figuring out how we're going to do this. But you've got to weigh all those things and, you know, without spending too much money, still being able to, you know, provide the support that all these people give to these coaches and these student-athletes throughout the season. So it's a challenge for us.
Yeah, so it sounds pretty challenging. Kurt,
yeah.
Thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you on the road with all the other Bronco fans in Corvallis. Maybe a little Bronco bashing before the game, I guess.
Absolutely.
You guys have a big tailgate.
Yeah, on Saturday. I think it starts about 10:30, so we got, I think, about 2,000 tickets out there. Should be a great crowd, and really looking forward to the game. Hopefully we'll run into each other down there, and appreciate you having me on, guys.